Turn over to Romans chapter 5, verse 17. Awake to righteousness and sin not. Romans chapter 5, verse 17 says this. Let me start in verse 14. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is the figure of him who was to come. In other words, Jesus is the last Adam. But not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is righteousness, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, abounded unto many. And not as it was by that one that sinned, so is the gift. For the judgment was by one to condemnation, but the free gift is of many offenses unto justification. So the point of salvation, the point of forgiveness of sin, the point of the new birth is justification and righteousness. Verse 17. For if by one man's offense, that was Adam, death reigned by one, much more, not just also, but much more, they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. Those who have received the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Christ Jesus. Not reign after death. You know, a lot of people say, well, you know, we're going to rule and reign with Christ in the millennium. He needs you to rule and reign now. Amen. The time we need to be ruling and reigning is today when there's an enemy. What are we going to rule and reign over? Satan? Sin? Self? See, the Bible says, Proverbs 23:7, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. You see, the result of misapplying Romans chapter 3 is, I'm just a sinner saved by grace. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. What is he? A sinner. If that's what he thinks, that's what he's been taught. And what do? Sinners sin. Well, you think? Dogs bark, cows moo, sinners sin, whether they're saved by grace or not. Awake to righteousness and sin not. See, faith comes by hearing, and if your faith is you're just a sinner saved by grace, then guess what happens? Sin happens. And sin is rampant in the church. I said sin is rampant in the church. Hypocrisy is rampant in the church. Why? Because of sin. I think it was the Drudge Report, it said mega pastor says, you know, Christians something or other, and so I clicked on that. Here was a guy in his this mega pastor, I don't know how they define that, but he had on his uniform of jeans. You can't be a mega pastor without wearing jeans on Sunday morning, you know. That's the truth. That's the uniform. You got to wear jeans. Luckily, he happened to have a sweater on. He was a little out of costume. He didn't have a shirt hanging out. That's what you're supposed to wear today. And then he had back, but this entire area back here was a gigantic picture. I don't know if it was painted on or if it was, but his sermon was, we got to quit acting like the world. I thought, my God, are you blind? That was his sermon. We got to quit trying to act like the world. I just shook my head. No, the doctrine today is you have to act like the world to win the world. But it's not true. And he was stating the truth, but he was still... You know, the Bible says, be not conformed to the world. What does the world do, I wonder? Sins, doesn't it? Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good, the well-pleasing, and the perfect will of God. Do you suppose the perfect will of God is sin or sinlessness? But you see, we have a doctrine today, the same people who say, I'm just a sinner saved by grace, they have a doctrine that says, you will sin. Friday, I was driving to the prison, and I turned on the radio, and I heard this person talking about the fact that Jesus Christ was God and fully man, is how the theologians describe it. And then they said this person is on 1,000 radio stations, three times a day in Des Moines. And this person said, he had to become a man to die for our sins. He had to become just like us, but not exactly like us. Exact words. Because if he was exactly like us, he would have sinned. Said he had to be God because it was God that didn't sin, not the man. It wasn't the man that didn't sin, it was the God that didn't sin. Well, the meaning there is, it's inevitable that you sin. If he had to be God to not sin, then what chance do you have? Right? That's exactly what they teach. But the Bible says, awake to righteousness and sin not. The Bible says, don't be conformed to this world. Turn over to Romans chapter 6. The fact is, to say that Jesus wasn't exactly like us is a lie. And I don't mind telling you, it's a lie. According to the Bible, either the Bible's true or man is true. But the Bible says he was exactly like us. Exactly. Romans chapter... Well, before we do that, let me show you that he was exactly like us. Go over to Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, that's us, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil. Interestingly enough, in the Hebrew it doesn't say took part of flesh and blood. It says took part of blood and flesh. Now, why does that make a difference? Well, here's why. That was a common phrase, kind of like Paul's thorn. In rabbinical writings, blood and flesh, which is what the Hebrew says for Hebrews 2:4, in rabbinical writings, which is the historical writings of the Jewish rabbis, that phrase stands for human nature in contrast with God. So he took on human nature. The Bible says not the nature of angels, but the nature of Abraham. Verse 16. For verily he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. Therefore in all things, and that word all means any, every, whole, all manner or means. Therefore in all things, it behooved him to be made like unto his brother. When I think of the English word behooved, it means to my advantage. But this Greek word doesn't mean that. It means his obligation. The word pictures in the New Testament says the word means Jesus was under obligation to become a man in all ways. Strong says to be under obligation. See, Jesus was under obligation to be like us in all things, not some things. Why? So people couldn't say, well, he was God. No wonder he didn't sin. Or he was God. No wonder he could do this. No, he was under obligation to make sure that they didn't have any excuses. Wherefore, in all things, not some things, all things, it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and high priest in things pertaining to God to make reconciliation. What happens after reconciliation? Justification. What happens after justification? Righteousness. For in that he himself had suffered being tempted. Well, God can't be tempted. He is able to succor them that are tempted. Vincent's word study says, behoove means an obligation growing out of the position which Christ assumed. Something which he owed to his position. He owed it to become like us in all things. He didn't hold back. Philippians 2:5 says, Let this mind, this attitude, this mindset be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, made himself of no reputation. Literally, he emptied himself. He emptied himself. You know, over the years, there's been movies of where millionaires have given away all their money, became like a poor person. Well, that's what Jesus did. He gave away all his godly power. He emptied himself. How could he do that? I don't know. I just know that he did.